Now, trade unions are hitting the streets because they claim Stormont is failing them and a lost generation is being created. They say that research shows Northern Ireland has one of the lowest rates of business startups. The private sector is still too weak to lead a jobs recovery and our education system is not fit for purpose. Well, that's pretty depressing. Patrick Mulholland, chairman of the trade union NIPSA. Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Stephen, first of all, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Have you sent a card?
I'm sure it's probably in the post. Make probably sure, be charged extra for it by the post office.
Some type of handling fee on top of it.
And it probably will be.
Chairman of the Northern Ireland.
For you.
Chairman of the Northern Ireland Conservatives, Erwin Armstrong. Good morning, Mr. Armstrong.
Good morning, Stephen, and let me also wish you a happy 10th birthday. You know, it's been a good 10 years as the only opposition in Stormont. I think you've done a marvellous job.
Obviously, I would deny being any part of any opposition at Stormont. Now, you're a Tory. Have you sent me money?
We don't send people money. Right. You know, we encourage people to make their own money.
Yes, well, let's get back to this in hand. This is pretty depressing, isn't it? Northern Ireland, one of the lowest rates of business startups. Private sector is still too weak. And our education system not fit for purpose.
Well, first of all, I'm absolutely amazed that the trade union movement wants to attack Stormont whenever the party to which they're affiliated, the One Nation Labour Party, won't actually run any candidates in Northern Ireland for office so they can actually get votes. You know, and we have been strong supporters of them organising here, but they prefer to support the SDLP, which is obviously in favour of United Ireland, and will not attract many votes from the pro-union side of the community. So, you know, I take this all with a pinch of salt, what's happening here. Unions are not going to be running candidates, you know. The Labour Party should be.
Patrick?
Stephen, it's a fairly depressing opening statement, I'm afraid, from the Tories. First of all, NIPSA isn't affiliated to any political party, as are many of the other unions in Northern Ireland. Secondly, none of the political parties in Northern Ireland are affiliated to the SDLP or any of the other assembly parties. And I want to be clear about that, because Northern Ireland's trade unions stand outside the sectarian circus that is the Assembly. We are not part of that process.
So are you going to, if you don't support the Labour Party, are you going to actually run candidates?
Can I deal with the issue in hand, Stephen, because it is an important issue? Why the trade union movement has called a protest this Friday, and the reason we have called this protest is we believe we are creeping towards the perfect storm of a return to violence and a collapse of the peace process in Northern Ireland. There are a number of factors that are beginning to come together that cause us very serious concern. First of all, there's been a rise in violence by paramilitary groups. There is a rise of conflict on the street between different communities. There is a continuation of sectarianism coming from the politicians in the Assembly. There's an increase in poverty developing in Northern Ireland's communities, and there's an increase in reliance on state repression. And when those factors begin to come together, we begin to see the perfect storm developing with a peace process. The underpinning of the peace process is beginning to collapse, and we all have to worry very, very seriously about this. And I don't think the Tory party should be flippant about this. This is a very serious issue now that people in Northern Ireland are having to face. We should remember the violence that has sprung up in communities time after time over the last few years that has caused very real concern to people. I have had the misfortune to have to go and speak to my members in schools who have had bombs left in the grounds of their schools. I've had to go and speak to members who have been under sectarian threats. I've had to speak to members who have had to deal with the complications of the flag protests. And these are real issues that our people have to deal with, the communities have to deal with, and we have to find a solution to. And unfortunately, the reality is our current political masters are not given a lead. And one of the concerns we have as a trade union movement is that they can't give a lead because they're mired in the sectarianism.
There will also be people that will say that our education system in Northern Ireland, you know, this research, who's it conducted by? Centre for Cities. I don't even know who they are. Who are they? It's saying our education system isn't fit for purpose. There's some excellent education in Northern Ireland.
We have an education system, Stephen, that delivers very well at the top end, at the grammar level. But the problem with our education system is at the other end, it doesn't deliver at all. We have some of the best results, but we also have some of the worst results in Europe. and we have to address that. We can't have a situation where we have communities that are completely impoverished, that are seeing jobs disappearing, seeing public service jobs disappearing, seeing poverty rates being increased and welfare reform arriving, and also have chronically bad education results, because it's creating a poverty trap that then feeds sectarianism and feeds violence.
Well, let's look, for example...
One of the difficulties we have, Stephen, is, see, for young people now who are unemployed in some communities, there is no peace process. There is no future in Northern Ireland from their point of view, and they want to see change. And one of the difficulties we have is, when they are looking for change, if they can't see anything else, they're turning towards paramilitary.
Okay, Erwin Armstrong?
Their only way out.
I agree with much of what Peter says, but the problem is the only way you can change politics in Northern Ireland is by having different people involved in politics. And there is no doubt that we have a devolved government in Northern Ireland. And
I think you should remember that many of the policies that are creating problems in this country have come from your government.
I think not just the Assembly.
The Assembly has a gun held to its head at this moment in time by the Northern Ireland Tories, or by the Tory party, and that gun is welfare reform.
Absolutely.
If welfare reform is introduced, it will devastate communities, it will put people's lives at risk, because we will see...
This is absolute scaremongering. The Tory party
in Westminster is causing the problem.
All right, I think you've had a good say. Let's let Erwin Armstrong have a bit of speech.
This is absolute scaremongering. The policies that we're looking at in welfare are to make sure that it is not more profitable to be unemployed than to be employed. Yeah, and I think the last survey I saw, somewhere between 60 and 70% of the people of the United Kingdom agree with those policies. Our difficulty is that we have a socialist government, because there are no parties in Stormont which are to the right of centre anywhere. They are all concerned about getting votes. They're not concerned about the fact that there's $10 billion being given to Northern Ireland every year to finance it. They're not concerned with the fact that the rest of the United Kingdom is working with the changes in welfare, and that we, as a little part of the United Kingdom with 1.7 million people, somehow or other, should be inoculated from the problems of the rest of the United Kingdom. We are not different. We have to take part. We get $10 billion. Is given. And the difficulty is, whenever the government in London actually gives things to Northern Ireland, they take the money and they spend them on something different. We were given money for enterprise zones. We have the situation that to change the whole dynamic of Northern Ireland, we want corporation tax cuts. The unions oppose them, but they don't get into why we need to change Northern Ireland.
Well, actually, when we talk about Centre for Cities, they describe themselves as an independent, non-partisan urban policy research unit. When you look at the UK startups compared to elsewhere, Scotland, for example, Northern Ireland had 6,057 startups. The north of England, 11,500. Wales, 13,500. East Midland, 21,600. So Northern Ireland way down there at 6,000.
Yes.
Northern Ireland has some very fundamental problems arising out of the Troubles. It hasn't had a developed business sector. It hasn't had a developed private sector, really, from the period of the Troubles. And it's not that surprising, really, when people think back, and sometimes we seem to forget what went on in Northern Ireland for a whole period of time. So there's an issue of rebuilding the economy. But one of the difficulties we have had is government policy, both New Labour's policy and the current government's policy, has been detrimental to that rebuilding process. Part of the difficulty we have had is money has been taken out of the economy. And if we look ahead a little bit, the welfare reform package, the welfare reform proposals that are being put forward by the Tories and forced through, and attempting to force through Stormont, will take an additional $750 million out of the
economy. Erwin, last word to you, 20 seconds.
Can I ask you a question?
No, Patrick, and you can't ask a question because you have 20 seconds, Erwin.
Patrick, I want to ask one question.
You can't ask a question, you have 20 seconds.
The policies that are being pursued in the rest of the United Kingdom are working. It's time Stormont actually started introducing them here.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not working in the rest of the United
Kingdom. Patrick, you know they are. This morning, 0.7% increase, they're working.
They are not working in the rest of the country, and they are not working here either.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everybody. See you tomorrow.